Hello?
Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from our Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. And we're not trying to sell you a product or solicit a contribution. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in your audience. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let me open this up. All right, ma'am, and are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in governor's race and in statewide elections in October 2023?
Very interested.
Very interested. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, do you define your racial classification as African-American or Black, white, Hispanic, or Latin, or Asian?
White.
Okay. All right, and thinking about the conditions of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the conditions of public school buildings.
Well, I don't really know very much about many of them. I guess I would say somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied, okay. All right, and do you think that improving and maintaining the conditions of the school building is a very important, somewhat important, little important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Okay. And when you hear your friends and neighbors and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
A little. Confidence.
A little confidence. Okay. Thank you. All right. And then if the New Orleans public school had a 20-year millage, you know, renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would that be a definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Definitely for.
Okay, definitely four. All right, thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one says, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage, you know, renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings.
The first one.
The first one. Okay. Thank you. All right, man. Now, voters are motivated to support a proposition, you know, for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you will be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where, you know, the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one says, learning that the owner of a 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Would that be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, a little bit, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
Obviously, yeah.
Would that be strongly influenced or just somewhat influenced?
Yes, strongly influenced.
Okay, learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Would that be make you strongly influenced somewhat, a little bit, or not at all?
Strongly. Yes.
Okay. Learning that the money is allocated to every school in the city. Would that strongly? Okay.
Yes.
Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years, you know, to 2045. Would that influence you strongly or?
Yes.
Okay. Or postpone what? Already learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Okay, learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I really thank you for your time, okay? Now that we have talked about, you know, the millage in the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities and would expire in 2045. Would you definitely vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against? Okay, vote for, right?
Definitely for, yes.
Okay, definitely for. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purpose. Are you or anyone in the household a parent of a child enrolled in the New Orleans Public School?
Not currently, no.
What about a teacher at a New Orleans Public School?
I'm a teacher, but not in a public school.
Okay, what about a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans Public School?
No.
Okay, so not affiliated, right, with any New Orleans Public School?
No.
All right, ma'am, and stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. Are you from 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
The last.
61 and above, okay. And stop me when you hear the last grade that you completed. Would you say some high school graduate, some college or trade school, or college graduate or graduated,
yes,
or professional school?
No, college, BA.
College graduate, right?
Okay.
Yes. What, ma'am, do you own or rent your home?
We rent.
Which one?
Rent.
Rent. Okay. All right. All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation, man. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right.
You're welcome.